chatting to a very famous doctor off the telly, but let me assure you, she's actually a real doctor, you know, not just a TV personality. Dr. Sarah Jarvis, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. I'm really glad you mentioned that, because it is extraordinary. I've been a full-time doctor in the NHS for 35 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
It's a very, very long time, and yet people always go, oh, well, you're the doctor off the telly. Actually, I'm the doctor from the surgery around the corner, but yeah.
So basically, let's get into some of this research then from GlaxoSmithKline, that people are they avoiding going to the doctor still now? Is that what's going on?
No, they're not, actually. And what they are doing, though, is looking at coughs and colds in particular differently. So you're quite right. So GSK is very committed to long-term self-care, not least because every year 18 million appointments are made in general practice for self-treatable conditions. That costs the NHS over £2 billion. And those appointments, of course, if they're being taken up by people with minor illnesses, cannot be given to people who have serious underlying conditions and who really need to see a GP. So the point about this is, it was looking at our attitudes to the best person, the expert in minor illness, who is, of course, the pharmacist. Now, two-thirds of people say that they are treating coughs and colds differently compared to before the pandemic. I hope 100% of people, first thing they do if they get a cough, a fever, a loss of or change to their sense of smell or taste, or if they get a sore throat, particularly with a headache, are getting a COVID PCR test and not seeing anybody until they've had that. But other people were doing different things. They were more likely to be socially distanced than they did work before the pandemic. They were more likely to cancel plans with friends than they were before the pandemic. And personally, I think in some respects, that's no bad thing, because I think the pandemic has made us much more aware how easy it is to pass illnesses on by coughing or sneezing on somebody, or in the case of COVID, of course, just breathing around them. That was the good news. But on the negative side, 43% of people were planning to consult their pharmacist more often on matters of health and social self-care, and 42% said that they go to the pharmacist for support if they had the minor ailment, which sounds great until you realise that means 58% of people wouldn't. And one in four people were still saying they were going to see a GP, whereas about one in five people would say they would go to consult Dr. Google, if you like. So from my perspective, I think I have a real concern that people are not aware of quite what experts pharmacists are. Nearly one in five people believe pharmacists can't help with minor illnesses. Now, that's ridiculous, because actually pharmacists are the experts in minor illnesses. They've got over 5 years training on the use of medicines, but they're also highly trained in managing minor illnesses. You don't need an appointment with them. You can go in, they can do a full assessment, and they can, first of all, tell you if you need to see a doctor, and if you don't, they can give advice and a much wider range of treatments over the counter than I can issue on prescription.
Dr. Sarah Jarvis, I just want to throw something into the hat, and you're probably going to get your hair off with me a little bit with this one, but some patients and some people in the public might say, the I'm going to mention the C word, COVID, all right? Mm. The symptoms for COVID, for example, are quite a lot like a cold or a flu. So people will be going, actually, is it COVID? Is it a flu? All that kind of stuff. Then they go to the pharmacy. The pharmacy says, it sounds like you've got a cold. You don't seem too bad. Where do we all stand on that?
So it's a really, really good point. And the first point I made is, if you have any of those symptoms, please do a PCR test first. Because you're right, particularly for people who have been vaccinated, who are much less likely to get seriously unwell with COVID, the symptoms of COVID can be very similar to the symptoms of a cold, or in more severe cases, they can be very similar to the symptoms of flu. So yes, you're absolutely right. Get it checked first, do your PCR, make sure it's not COVID, and then go in and see the pharmacist, explain to them you've done the test, and at that point, they can give you all the advice you need.
When people say, I don't feel too good, I'm a bit under the weather, I've got a cold or a flu, pharmacist, over-the-counter stuff, and back to bed for a day or two, maybe.
Absolutely. And again, the pharmacist, you don't need an appointment, and the range of stuff they can make available over the counter. And don't forget, of course, you can also phone your pharmacist while you're self-isolating, waiting for your test result to come back, because they can issue, for instance, they can give advice, and somebody can go and collect some over-the-counter medicines for you and bring it back home while you're waiting for that result.
When can we see you back on the telly, Medea?
Well, I'm very, very often on the telly, but of course I also am very busy seeing GPs, seeing patients rather. So interestingly, I was on television on Tuesday lunchtime. I was invited on this morning to Vine on 5, but I couldn't do it, so I was doing this, and I was invited on to Vine on 5 a week ago, but I was busy seeing patients.
Because you're a proper doctor, you see. That's what people do forget. Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Sarah Jarvis.
Pleasure as ever.